verse 2 in chapter 27 of Acts, verse number 2 says, "And entering into a ship of Adramidium," hope I pronounced that right, "we launched," meaning to sail, "by the coast of Asia." Right there. "And entering into a ship of Adramidium, we launched," meaning to sail by the coast of Asia, "one Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us." So let's look down at verse 6 just below that. "And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein." If we turn over to chapter 28, verse number 11, a writer records that after 3 months, "we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle whose sign was Castor and Pollux." And I thought to myself, reading this and studying and praying, it took Paul 3 ships to get to the destination where God wanted to use him and had somewhere. He told him he was going to Rome, didn't he? Everybody knows the story. And the first boat didn't get him there, and the second boat didn't get him there. Finally, though, the third one did. And what we find in between the first one and the second one and the third one is a lot of circumstances begin to shape the guy that Paul turned out to be. Man, there were situations all around him, and I want to preach just a little while, just a few minutes, on ships of circumstances, if I could preach that to you. Ships of circumstances. Now, we know that the reason Paul was even on ship number one, that back in Acts chapter 20, verse 22, it was prophesied, it said, "Behold, I go bound into the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions, they abide me." Hey, but listen to 24 right here. This is one of my favorites. "But none of these things move me," Paul said. Hey, I know I got to move and go somewhere, but these things ain't moving me right here. "None of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify." That's going to be a key point right there. "To testify the gospel of the grace of God." Paul says, "I got a testimony at the other end of the trip I got to get to." You hear me? I want to testify when I get to Rome. And I don't know what lies between here and there, but I'm finna set sail on ship number one, Brother Tabor. And I'm headed to Rome, whatever God's got in store for me. Let me move you on down through here. And you know what? They tried to, Brother Nathan, they tried to dissuade him. His buddies loved him. They don't want him to go. Acts 21 and 10 says, "And we tarried there many days. There came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle." I mean, he got him by the breeches leg. You hear me? He didn't want him to go. He bound his own hands and feet and said, "Thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." And when he heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. I picture a crowd of people begging him, "My friend Paul, please don't go. You're too important to us. You've been down here preaching to us all this time." They didn't have that little map you got in the back of your Bible that shows where all Paul went. But they knowed he'd been round and around them red arrows, Ron, all over this place, trying to help some people. "Don't leave us," Paul said. "And when we heard these things," excuse me, "then Paul answered, what mean you to weep and break my heart?" Woo, I know I've been here with you a while. I know I've been trying to do a work, but God's wanting to move me somewhere else. I got a testimony to make in another place. He's got somewhere he wants to use me. He's got somewhere he wants to use you. He's got somewhere he wants to use every one of us. And you know what's going to shape us? The circumstances between here and there. Paul said, "I got a boat to catch." Oh, hold on, for I'm ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. That's a man that's focused. He's ready to go do something. He ain't worried about the clouds in the sky. He ain't worried about the stuff in front of us. All those things are natural, but he knows that his God has taken control of all those things. He's in charge of the very nature around him, and he's just focusing on the big task here. And when he would not be persuaded, we just cease saying, "The will of the Lord be done." In other words, said, "All right, just have it your way. You go ahead. We can't talk no sense into you." Well, sometimes what the Lord does don't make a lot of man sense, does it? All right. When I was praying, this come to me, so I wrote it down. I didn't want to forget to tell you this. I felt like this whispered to me, so I want to tell it to you. God uses circumstances of life to move us on life's ocean. Aren't we traveling along? They, some of us here about this high, and they in one stage of life. And they some up at the schoolhouse, and they in one stage of life. They some that's got cars and holding hands with that good-looking fellow, that pretty girl you like. They in another stage of life. Hey, some of us done got married and got youngins, and we moving on through another stage of life. On a journey, every one of us. In different ships, though, ain't we? Sailing on life's ocean, headed through the stages of life. Circumstances all around us. Well, there's a place we can have a greater influence than we have now. But it takes experience to get us there. And in between here and in between there, God's got a lot of stops and starts in between, don't he? And he has some work to be done all over, and we may have to change ships to get it done. We don't change churches. I've made that little note. We change ships. All right, the circumstances change. I want to go ahead and get that out there, Brother Scott. We don't change churches. Oh, no, God, he's got it in control. He just wants you to move along and be doing what he wants you to do. Keep your mind on him, because if you're in the place that you can line it up by this, and you know it's right, you can measure it upside of a good standard, a good measurement. Hey, well, Brother Dean ain't here. You ain't got, forget them opinions. Forget them opinions. You can just line it up by this and keep your focus on that. Keep, hey, that'd be a good compass right there to sail by right there, wouldn't it? If you want to sail with that compass right there, well, I want to sail on. I got to get to Rome, Paul said. I don't know what lies in between here and there, but I'm on the ship of circumstances, and I'm rolling on. Let me get you to ship number one. When it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners under one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. He entered into the ship of Adramedium and launched, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia. That's what they meant to do. So Paul's beginning to feel a little bit of these binds that's going on. And Paul's a prisoner. His circumstances have changed already. They've already locked him up. They got him on the ship. And I don't know, in his mind, he may be thinking, well, I'm on my way. I'm on the ship that's going to get me to the place. And these guys sail all the time. I know they know what they're doing. And I know they know the way to go. So I'm just sailing along. And life's getting a little harder for the child of God. The Bible says a storm arose, didn't it? Circumstances are about to change. Well, you remember, by memory here, it was hard sailing, he said. It was hard sailing. It drove him into the coast there. And they had to get out of the ship and work and repair something. And 7 through 9 says sailing was getting harder. And it was with great difficulty. And my Bible says that he gave them a warning. The pastor and the preacher began to give them a little warning about what's going on. You know, he said, I ain't a sailor here, but now look around. There's some things going on. I don't believe we ought to be out in the middle of this, but nobody would pay any attention to the preacher. How about that? That's amazing, ain't it? What a concept. Nobody would listen to the preacher. I can't hardly believe that. I can't believe it. That probably started right there, I guess. That's where the first place it ever started at, right there. Nobody wants to listen to him. Whew! If God tells you a hog, a pick of cotton, you can get a sack, can't you? If he tells you a rooster, you can shoot pool, just rack the balls. If he tells you something's going to happen, it's going to happen. And guess who he's going to tell? He's going to tell your pastor who he's going to tell. That's who he's going to tell. I mean, you're going to church down at so-and-so's church, and you want to be a member, and you want to go there. If God's got a message for the church, he's going to tell it to your pastor. What a phenomenal concept. It sounds like it's biblical, don't it? How, that's amazing how God does that. Wow, anointed, preach, Brother Brian, I think I will. Thank you for letting me. Your pastor's got the message. Won't you listen to him every now and then? I told you I'd get bogged down in details. I'm trying to get him on down the road here. All right, he goes on. Sailing's getting rough. He changes ships. He gets to ship number two. When we sailed over the Sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia and all those crazy names they got, there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria, and it was sailing to Italy, and he put us there in. Ship number two landed. He got us loaded up. Man, my circumstances, they was terrible. The storm's looking bad. I'm in this ship. That's all right, man. I'm changing boats. Man, it's going to be better now. I'm moving boats. Everything's going to be good. Because a soft wind is blowing. A nice, warm, soft wind. It looks good now. Kevin, I think I'll set sail. We riding. Of course, he's bound. He just got to go where they take him, you know. It ain't like he done tried to tell them something. Nobody listen. Amazing, ain't it? All right, it looks like they know everything. They set sail. And Well, guess what happens? Soft wind quit blowing. That thing picked up speed, Brother Scott. So things are getting rough. Y'all know how the storm got on them. You know how it beat them and frowned them and blew them around. They thought it was going to sink. Verse 19, I wrote down here. I hope you don't mind me jotting these things down because I didn't want to forget them. My mind's so crazy. And I thought to myself, he's probably thinking, I'm on the wrong boat now. Hey, Paul, you on the right ship. It's a ship of circumstances, and God wants to still get you where he's going. You're right where he needs you to be, because when you get there, your testimony is going to depend on what happened between point A and point B. That's what's going to happen. You won't be the man you are if you don't go for riding on ship two. Ship number two is important. All these weights and hindrances, the Bible says that it got so bad they just started casting and tackling out of the boat. Just started getting rid of it, Brother Archie. Woo! Greg, where's Greg? I saw him come in. Raise your hand. Greg, all right, I'm finna talk about you. Then when you really get down to the wire, when you get down to the wire, there's a lot of things that ain't real important, are they? They really ain't important. Hey, begin to cast out the tackling. Brother John, that stuff makes the boat stay where it's supposed to be at. Hey, got to cast that out. We really ain't got to have these fish hooks. Chunk them. Man, we got a lot in this baby up. She's taking on water. You know what they was getting? They was getting close to the place where they were saying, nothing else matters. We just got to get to some land. We got to get somewhere we can get some help. We got to get somewhere and get a little relief out of this storm. The circumstances is killing us. They're all around us, and they pressured on every side, and depression and whatever else it may be is all over me, and I got to get to the other side. I got to get somewhere where there's some relief. I got to get some of this stuff out of my boat. It really don't matter. It really don't matter. I got to get it out. And I thought about my buddy Greg when he was praying to get saved down the altar. Man, Brother Greg, that made a change. You know I've testified about it before. It made an impression on me. We were praying with Greg, and he was praying. I mean he was praying. But you know what? In a minute, he threw his hands back and looked at me and said, I'm just tired of it, God. Woo! He said, I'm tired of all this. I'm through with it. I've had enough, and I'm tired of it. He began casting that tackling out of the boat. You hear me? He started chucking that stuff over. He didn't need anymore. He then got down to business with the Lord, and I'm through with it. When you and I can get to that place, God can begin to hear us. You hear me? When we get down there, when we're ready to get rid of all of it and we're ready to get down to business, I don't care about the wind blowing outside. I don't care about the rain that's driving. I'm speaking spiritually here. I don't care about the circumstances. If I can get focused on some help, I'll do whatever it takes. Woo! I'll do whatever it takes. Stuff. It looked pretty rough. Paul sails on. Man, it looked rough. The Bible said he chunked all that stuff out. One place it said we just let her drive. Couldn't do nothing with it. Just throw my hands up, Brother Herschel. I'm tired of trying to steer it, Donnell. I'm tired of trying to make it go my way. I did this. I read this self-help book. I went down to the therapist. What you really need to do is talk to him about it, wasn't it? What you and her and whoever else involved need to do was let him steer the boat. He's in charge. And my Bible says that Paul finally, after great abstinence, after leaving a few things alone there, he stood up in the midst of it and he said, brothers, sirs, listen to me. I'm paraphrasing here. I done met with the angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. I done got a message from God. I done met with him, Brother Scott. Hey, Brother Edsel Young was here. He could talk to you about that manifestation he preached up there in Jersey about. There's a manifestation that happened there in the boat, and nobody saw it but Paul. I don't know how big the boat was, but he showed it to the one that was in charge, didn't he? He showed it to the preacher, and the preacher's telling everybody else, hey, y'all hold on. Woo! The Lord done showed up, and he gave me some confidence, some hope, and Paul had a one-man revival right there all by himself. Woo! Man, look at here. I don't know what your family shape is in. I don't know how your kin folks are doing. I don't know what it's like at work and that bunch you have to work around. Somebody needs to have a revival around there, though. Might not take but one person. It might take you. It might take you in those ships of circumstances you sailing on. They don't know what you've been through. You done crossed a place they ain't never been. You might have a testimony. Right in time when God needs you to testify to your boss man. You might have a testimony for your wife. You might have a little experience for your son or your daughter. You might have it in whatever ship you sail on tonight. Don't be mad about the circumstances. Just keep your eyes on the Lord. He's taking you somewhere. And at the other end of it, your testimony is going to be better. You're going to be able to help somebody. You're going to be able to reach somebody with your testimony that you wouldn't have been able to if you hadn't sailed on those ships through those circumstances. Woo! All right, Paul, where are we at? About to lose my place here. Paul stood up. He's having revival. Man, Brother Archie, you ought to be pedaling that bicycle about right now. Having a revival over there. You pedaling inside. Praise the Lord. He's probably give out from pedaling all week. Woo! Hey, Kyle, I can hear it. Can't you hear him? Francis, this thing's real. Hallelujah. I can hear him right now when the Spirit falls on him and gets him going. Hey, 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 this thing's real. And that's kind of how I feel here tonight. I think the Lord's trying to get us somewhere, and I'm going to try to get us there too. Woo! Paul, I need you in Rome. I'm going to get you there. Trust in me. Better yet, at your darkest hour, when it looked like there's no hope, I'm going to send a little help by to give you some confirmation. Woo! That sounds like the Lord to me. Well, it is. It's in the Bible. It's amazing, ain't it? He helped somebody. He helped his child. Man, that's great. They sail on, trying to stay afloat. They cast out wheat. They cast out more things, trying to stay afloat. Things looking pretty dire. Things looking pretty rough. Y'all know the story. People's wanting to jump overboard. People's wanting to jump ship. Man, we could preach a while, couldn't we, right there about folks jumping ship. They want to change boats, and they ain't just outright jumping the ship. They did it under color, the Bible said. That don't mean they had a flag or they nothing like that. That means they made like they was going to do something to help everybody. It was camouflage. But really what they were going to do was cut and run. Let me just cover that right here while I'm married. You know anybody that's ever come to you and said, well, down there at that church, we're just going to start going down there now. They dress like we do. We're going to help them out down there. They want us to come help them out. We're going to go down there and help them out a little while. You know what I mean? Well, they under color, you know. And it would not be politically correct to title that message colored folks. I know somebody's thinking already. Don't write that down. Don't title that message that way. It's spelled a different way. Thank you very much. But listen, I'm trying to get Scott. I'm killing this dead adornail. You're going to have to pull this thing up. All right. Don't worry about it. That's what I tell my boss, man. Don't worry about the mule. Just load the wagon. Keep shoving on. I'll haul it. Here we go. All right. So we got them in the ship. Looking pretty rough. Paul stood up and had a little testimony. Had a little revival. Everybody's feeling a little better about the whole thing. Somebody said, I think I see some land out there. Y'all remember that story? Hey, it looks like we're drawing near. Somebody, I believe he said, they deemed that we draw near to some country. We better take a measurement. I believe I'll take a measurement. Said they dropped, they sounded. Found it 20 fathoms. Sounded again. Found it 15. Sounded again. Found it 10, Brother John. Woo! Things getting shallow. We got to be getting close to land now. Woo! You ever been lost in a storm and didn't know where you was at, but you thought you might see a little bit of hope? You thought you might. The Lord kind of kept you in there. He kind of touched you and blessed you. You didn't have the answer to the situation you wish you did. Oh, and you begin to sound and take a little measurement. All you need is a good tool that you can take a measurement with. You begin to take a sound and you look. Hey, you know what? Brother so-and-so's been in this situation before. I think I'll give him a call. You know what? He said I should do this. That's in the Bible. I think I will. It's amazing. You can take a measurement. I think I'll sound again. Oh, wait, that must be right. It's getting shallower. I'm getting close to where I need to be. I've been needing a little help. I've been needing a little revival. I'll take another measurement. I'll go home after work today, and I'll take me 15 minutes and read and pray because I ain't been doing it all. I think I'll take a measurement and see where I'm at. Hey, that felt good. I'm going to pray another 15. You know what I'll do tomorrow? I'll get up, and before I go to work, I'll get up early, and I'll pray and read a while longer. Well, I'm feeling better about the circumstances, and the ship don't look like it's going down so bad. I think I'll do it again tomorrow, and I'll take another measurement. I think that's what I'll do, and so life goes on. We're moving on, and circumstances are all around us. I don't know what you might be. You know what? Could I say it like this? I don't know what ship you sailed in here on tonight, but God's got some help for us. Woo! Whatever the circumstances is. Let me run him on down there. Whew. Tell you what. Where am I on time? Okay. This ain't 5 minutes, right? Great, 5 minutes. All right, so he sailed him on down there, Brother John. And finally, Finally, somebody said, we close. We close. It's dark. We can't quite see where we need to be, but we know by taking all the measurements, Brother Don, we close. What should we do? Well, there's a lot of rocks and things between us. We know that. We don't want to be dashed upon them. I could read it to you if you want them. I'm just going to surmise it here for you. The Bible says he cast out four anchors out the stern, and they wished for the day. Hallelujah. We've got this close. Whew. Woo! Thank you for sailing with me tonight on them two ships. This is where I wanted to get us to right here. God wanted to get Paul to Rome, but I want to get us right here where we drop these anchors out tonight. He wished for today, Brother John. If I could just see where I was at. We'll stay here just a minute. If I could just see where I was at. I know I'm close. I've done the best I could do by faith. I know I'm close. I'm just going to wait right here a minute. I'm going to wait till I get a little light on the situation. Kevin, he said, I'm afraid I'll tear something up if I go right now. Pastor, so they wished for the day. And those anchors has got them. They got them. They didn't say the storm had quit. Just said they cast out four anchors. Woo! And about four verses later, there's lots in between here and there, said, and when it was day. Think about number 39. When it was day. When it was day. We looked, and they saw a little creek. Had a shore to it that if we was minded to, we could run the ship right up in that creek if we was minded to. And this is the part I like the best. Whew. This is the part. Now, Brother Scott, you talked about that fire the other night. I ain't got time to get on that fire, okay? We're just going to get him. We're going to try to get him ashore tonight. But he saw a little hope. He saw a little, about a little revival. He saw a little revival. Ain't that what that Melita means, honey? Isn't that what that means, honey? Yeah, it is. I read that somewhere. Sounds good, don't it? I read it. I'm sure I did. God's got some sweet spots out there. Woo! God's got some sweet spots if we can just get them anchors up and get to it. All right. It's daylight. That's all Paul wanted. He wanted to be able to get a bead on it. He saw a little hope. He was waiting on the day. Daylights fell. The Bible says that they cast off them anchors. They lifted up the mainsail. They cut off the rudder bands. And they made for shore. Hallelujah. Woo! Man, I'm thinking about taking a lap, Brian Flowers. They finally saw what they needed. And unlike you and I sometimes, they made a run for it. Woo! Hallelujah! They made a run for it. Hallelujah. Pastor, they saw what they needed. I don't care about the circumstances. I don't even care about the boat. You hear me? I ain't going to need this boat no more. If I can just get where I need to go. Greg, I don't need this boat no more. I don't need these anchors. They've been holding me right here. I ain't going to need them where I'm going to. I ain't planning on getting another boat that I need these anchors. You know what? I'm just going to make a run for it tonight. And what I was wondering is anybody, gosh, I know y'all think I'm nuts, but I can't be still. I think somebody said amen, didn't they? Listen, so what I'm thinking is, what's on my mind is, Landon, I didn't take my medicine. I'm messed up. He said I was AD what? ADOS. Yeah. Anyway, so they're making a run for it. They look and they see, and what you and I do sometimes, I'm putting me in there because I'm the world's worst. We have been just like Paul. We've been tossed, torn. You can sit out there and hide it if you want. We all human. We all people here. Young people, old people. I know it's a youth service. We all have circumstances in our lives. You can fill in the blanks with whatever you want. And you go, man, if I could just get back to church. Whew, I need my batteries recharged. If I could get back to camp meeting. If I could get back to youth camp. And there's a lot of us sitting right here that's been here all week. Or been here in and out all week. And you saw him make a run for it. And you saw her make a run for it. I saw a pastor and his wife make a run for it the other night right up here. Woo! Look at him. Talk about leading by example. And you really want to. You'd like to cut and run, wouldn't you? You'd like to make a run for it. But I got these four anchors that's been holding me. They done their job. And now these anchors that held you out here till you could see the light, now they're a hindrance to you from going where you need to go. Man, what kind of excuses we could name them anchors, couldn't we? Man, fear of failure, fear of self, Fear of people? I don't know what it is. You know what it is. Name your own anchor. I ain't here to name your anchors. But you won't need it no more if you'll cut it loose and let it fall. You won't need it no more if you'll make a run for it. Woo! I'm going to tell you what. I hope I won't never be a big preacher. But if I could be a little pilot light, boy, that'd be great. Man, if I could be a little pilot light, light these big boys up. Woo! Woo! If I could see this side light up right over here. And see this side light up, man, and God use me somehow. Well, that'd be great. You won't never do it with your anchor stuck in the water. You're going to have to make a run for it. Ain't you tired of ship number two? Ain't you ready for number three? Don't be scared to get out of that and go to the next one. You've been in these circumstances so long, you're scared to change ships. Just cut loose and make a run for it. Woo! Paul, you'll never be the man God wanted you to be if you don't cut them loose. Woo! This don't happen like this all the time, so just hold on, let me deal with it a minute. Ain't you tired of them? Woo! I'm sick of holding back. Man, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of letting the circumstances dictate me. There's a God in heaven. He saved me. And He set me free from some of this stuff. And I'm determined to not let religion bind me from getting to where I need to be, where God's at. You hear me? There's some sweet spots that God's got called revival, and they're just down from where we at. If we'll just cut them anchors loose and make a run for it. I'm persuaded. I love technology. I love gadgets. Oh, I like gadgets. I got a bag of gadgets. They do all kinds of things. I got a bucket of power chargers to make them all run. You got to have a trailer to keep all this stuff going. If we had some kind of super-duper biblical GPS, and they could take us back to the spot where that boat was at, where Paul was at. Oh, if it could take us back. And Joey, I had some kind of means of digging down the bottom of the sea where they'd anchored at. You know what I'd find today? Underneath all that silt, underneath all that sand, underneath all that debris, long forgotten. What, Brother Don? They'd be four anchors down there. Because Paul cut them loose. I don't need these. I don't need them for the next boat. You know what? There's a little something ringing in my head that says that if you'd cut them loose tonight, you may not ever have to deal with them again. They'll be right out there where you cut them loose at. Woo! I don't know if anybody wanted to make a run for it, but I'm about ready to. Woo! I'm tired. I'm tired of it. I need to get somewhere. All right. Paul, what'd you do after that? Let me read it to you. Oh, God, help us right here. He said, when it was day, we knew not the land, but discovered the creek with a shore, we might could thrust in the ship. And when we cut them loose, we committed ourselves to the sea. We loosed the rudder bands. We loosed those hindrances. We got loose that stuff that was holding us back. Those weights and hindrances. Whew. Not only that, we done found a little wind blowing. Whew. You want to preach, don't you, Pastor? I know how you are. I know how you are. Keep an eye on him, Brother Lindell. Keep an eye on him. He wants some of this, I can tell. Woo! The wind filled them sails. Hey, something driving them. Not only have they made a journey on their own. Hey, Brother John, we made a decision to go for it. I got something driving me now, Brother Joey. Woo! I got a little wind blowing from another place that wasn't there yesterday. It ain't contrary now. It ain't pushing against me and beating up my ship. Woo! But it's driving me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull these rudder bands loose. I'm going to get loose all the friction and everything that's holding me back. And I don't care if I bust the ship wide open. I'll be stranded in revival on the island of Melita. Woo! Right by the fire. Woo! All right. They made a run for it. Woo! Everybody wanted to kill the prisoners and give out. Listen, it came to pass that they all escaped safe to land. That wasn't that what we needed? They escaped safe to land. Paul is great. You got there. You got revival. They built the fire. Brother preached to us about it the other night. Brother Scott did. Everybody's warming by the fire. Oh, great. Ship number two got me here. I had to change twice to get here. Hot dog. God's helped me. I'm glad I cut loose and run. Where's Rome? It's a piece from here. Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to abide right here. I'm going to testify. I got a little healing that needs to be done while I'm here. A little snake trouble I want to get rid of while I'm here. Yeah. Did you know? I don't mean this. Let me just put it like this. We all on different ships. Did you know where you sail at, Brother Archie? They won't listen to me. They don't know me. They know Archie Morgan.
Yeah, but they're going to listen to you tonight.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling them to.
Out there on Five Ash Road. I don't know them people, but they'll listen to you.
All right.
They'll listen to that ship, the man on that ship.
All right.
John, I don't know those people down where you live at. Yeah. I ain't never met them. Yeah. Those people you work with, your family. Yeah. I mean, you blessed with a good ma-in-law. Ain't everybody like that. Did I say that out loud? Listen, people listen to you, and they won't listen to me. It ain't that there's something wrong with me other than this, but they won't listen to me. Don, Kevin, you can go places in this. They can't, nobody in here that I'm looking around and seeing can go. This don't stop you from helping people. You actually can go places we can never go. Your ship sails places I'll never be able to reach. And I know every time we pray, God don't do it like we think he ought to. I know he don't, Brother John. That's his prerogative. He knows what he's doing. He just wants me to stay in the ship. Don't be afraid to change when he brings another one by. He wants me to stay in the ship. He's got me there. I'm going to hurry up. Paul, the Bible says he changed ships off of Melita. He got to Rome. He got to Rome. And this is what happened. Verse 16, after he's got on the ship, made it to Rome, there's a heading right above verse 16 in my Bible. It says, Paul, witnesses in Rome. And I just scratched right there, testimony. Testimony. It goes on. Verse 23 says, and when they had appointed him a day. When they appointed him a day. Now, he's been telling them about his journeys. You see, I left you out there. He's been telling them what happened to him. Testimony, witness. And when they appointed him a day, when his time come, when he was up, when they needed him to tell his story, the Bible says there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and he testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from morning till evening. I know y'all think I'm going to go morning to evening, but I'm not. I'm going to get out of the way. He'd have never been able to do it. Never. Never would he have had that testimony if it wasn't for experiences that he experienced sailing in those ships of circumstances. And you and I tonight, I know it's hard when things don't go like we think they ought to. When loved ones come and go, or whatever it is, kind of hard to have faith in God when you prayed about this and prayed about that and you never quite see it come to pass. But you just keep on sailing. You just sail on. You just sail on. Well, I appreciate the Lord, don't y'all? Tonight, Brother Scott's going to preach to you. Brother Lindell's going to preach to us. You'll have an opportunity if you want to get rid of these circumstances. Or if you just need some help to get you through the ones you in. You can cut those anchors loose, make a run for it. The sky's wide open. God wants to help us. Brother Archie told me and Greg one time, me and Greg had this big plan how we were going to get everybody to church and we were going to do it with we were going to have some hot dogs and hamburgers and basketballs. We were going to take over the world. Brother Archie was sitting there with us and he said, well, hold on a minute. I'm not making fun of you, Brother Archie. I'm trying to impersonate you. I'm not. Well, you give me their names. Here we are. Brother Archie said, all right, I'm going to quit trying to do it in his voice. I just do it. He said, boys, he put his arm around Greg's neck. He put his arm around mine. Ron, I think you was back there too. He said, boys, all we are is salesmen for Jesus. Don't think of yourself no more than that. And if you ever going to sell them on Jesus, you're going to have to sell them on yourself first. How about that? Archie Morgan. 2011, write it down. If you're going to ever sell them on Jesus, you got to sell them on yourself. Don't you want to be the greatest witness that you can be, the greatest child of God you can be. Many of us here, many of y'all, prayer warriors. Prayer warriors. People may not ever see you in front of the church speaking or talking or singing, but you the glue that holds it all together. Ain't no way somebody's been praying today, or I'd be a nervous wreck. Ain't no way I could be up here. Somebody's been helping me. We all don't have the same job. We don't all have the same office. We don't all have the same calling. We don't all have the same abilities. But those circumstances is what shapes you. It's hard to, but don't think of them as God's turned his back on you. He's just trying to work us through some things. He's got somewhere he wants us to be. He's got a place he can use us. He wants to build us up, sharpen us, hone us, and get us ready. Condition us. That's the word I'm looking for. He wants to condition. Man, time is out. Time would fail me to tell you about our friend Joseph. Wee, did he have a lovely time. I mean, thrown in a hole. Scott, he was sold by his brothers. Wait a minute, I said time would tell. All right, here we go. He moved on to Potiphar's house. You'd think he'd getting a raise down there. And he got his name slandered, thrown back in jail. The baker and chef or whoever it was, the baker and all them folks was down there in the prison with him. He said, don't forget me when you get back up there in the palace. And he even had those hopes dashed. Man, the Bible says in one place that they put iron on his ankle. There's a 1611 translation of that that says, iron that day entered into his soul. You want a little iron in your soul? It takes some circumstances to get it there. Joseph, you'll never be able to save your family, save a nation, keep them from starving to death. If you don't put a little iron in your diet, it's going to take some hard times. I ain't preaching doom and gloom, but the circumstances you in, whatever they are, whatever stage of life you in, you sailed into this tabernacle tonight, and you looking for something. I came here looking for something. You did too. And I'll leave it like this. It's here. The power of God's here. The Lord, his arm hadn't shortened, his ear hadn't grown heavy. He's here. And he can give us a little guidance. And if you will follow him, we'll just be willing to get rid of all of it and make a run for it. He wants to help us tonight. Brother Donnell, thank you.